Alaska Pacific University, located in Anchorage, is celebrating its 50th anniversary this weekend. APU was originally founded by the Methodist Church. Ann Hale is the Director of University Advancement for APU. She says the founders wanted there to be a private college in Alaska because nothing like it existed at the time, and the only other higher learning campus was in Fairbanks.
And so this was another option, a place where students could come and get a higher private education that had, a bit of a Methodist focus. And it was just really to provide something in Anchorage for college students, that there wasn't any other opportunity at the time. And today, you know, we still are the only private college in the state of Alaska, now Alaska Pacific University. And our mission has changed a bit in that we're very focused on active learning and on the environment and on providing programs for adult students. The original AMU program was focused really on traditional age students.
And what about number of students? How has that changed from the beginning until now?
The college started with just a couple hundred students, and now we have about 700 students, which is 580 full-time equivalent students. The plan and the vision of AMU was that at some point, the founders hoped we would be a college of between 10 and 15,000 students. But that plan was developed at a time when AMU was the only college in Anchorage, and that was prior to the University of Alaska and Anchorage Community College opening, you know, right down the road.
When did the name change?
The college, Alaska Methodist University, closed in 1977, and when it reopened in 1978, the name was changed to Alaska Pacific University, and that was to try and kind of reflect the new focus of serving Alaska and the Pacific Rim.
And how, when the name did change, and when the college sort of changed its focus, did the curriculum change quite a bit as well?
The curriculum didn't change a lot, except for the fact that there were a lot of programs, I wouldn't say a lot, there were programs that were added for more international students, trying to attract a more international base of students.
Well, let's talk about the time capsule. That's kind of intriguing.
Sure.
Is it known who came up with the idea of a time capsule?
You know, I don't know exactly who, but when Grant Hall was the cornerstone laying of Grant Hall, the ceremony was done in July of 1959. They decided to install a time capsule that should be opened 50 years later. And in it, they placed all kinds of documents that were related to both the founding of the college by the Methodists as well as to statehood, because statehood happened, of course, at the same time in the same year.
It seems as if time capsules were a popular idea in the 50s. A lot of that was done then. And certainly that was long before search engines, and people can easily access a lot of historical information. Now, why did you decide to place another one?
You know, we loved the tradition of the original time capsule and the coming together of people to celebrate. And that's a bigger piece of it, I think, more than even putting things in for the future. But it's having people come together, people that really are a part of the university, a part of its history, and, you know, coming together to celebrate that, to put some things into the time capsule that maybe they wouldn't find just looking in a search engine. We have letters that are being written from different people important to the university, to the future, talking about their hopes about where APU might be in another 50 years and where the world might be in another 50 years. So we're putting in some things like that that are kind of sentimental and unique that you wouldn't find just by, you know, Googling Alaska Pacific University.
Ann Hale is Alaska Pacific University's Director of University Placement Advancement. There are events planned all weekend. More information and links are at our website, aprn.org.